We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are continuing with the next siman, which is entitled Mi V'mi Hamadlikim. Who exactly has the obligation as far as the lighting of the Shabbos candles? V'im Tov B'yom Hamu'unan. We're not going to see this, but the question of what happens in the case of a mistake when a person lights too early. So the Mechaber begins, Yehei Zahir Lasos Ner Yofeh. A person should be careful that when they choose the candle for the Shabbos, it should be a ner yofeh. It should be something which is special, something which is beautiful. There are those that are particular to make sure not to have just one candle burning, but at least two wicks. And this is referring, as the Mishnah Berurah says, specifically where a person is using shemen, olive oil, instead of wax candles. Of course, this is referring to if we would use regular candles instead of two wicks, you would have two candles. Now, what is the reason for this? The Mechaber tells us, Echad Keneged Zachar, Echad Keneged Shamar. So that there's these two elements of Shamar as Shabbos, the observance of the Shabbos, and Zachar to recall and to remember the Shabbos. So therefore, by having these two candles, this is a way in which these two elements of the Shabbos are represented. Then the Ramah tells us, V'yecholin l'hosef l'hadlik shlosha or arba neros v'chei nohagu. Says that there are those people that not just lighting two candles, some people light three, some people light four candles. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says that perhaps that's based on the amount of children or the people that are living in that house. Then the Mishnah Berurah says further that there are those who have the custom l'hadlik shiva neros. They light seven candles. Why not? And there's a reason, Keneged Shiva Shemei Shavua. It's the seventh day of the week. So this is a way to remember it. The Yesh Asar, the Mishnah Berurah says that some people light 10 candles. You can imagine, what's 10? Keneged Aseret HaDibros, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. Vein Tzrichin Li'os Kulan Al Shulchan. You're going to have millions of candles. You have nowhere to put your chicken and your potato kugel. You don't have to have all the candles on the table. And you can put some somewhere else. And the Piskei Chubos brings down, in the name of the Mamre Mordechai, he says that for those that have the custom to light more than the two candles, which is fine if that's your minhag, yesh lasos heker l'shnei neros shem keneged zachar v'shamar l'hadlikam b'utim nefradim v'yeser haneros. Says that you should at least take two candles, they should be separated, and therefore, even if, let's say, you light 10 candles or 6 candles, you'll have 2 of those 6 or 2 of those 10 should be set aside and different in order to be able to still have this connection of Zachar and Shomer Shabbos. And therefore you'll be able to do your minhag, whatever the reason for that number that you light, as well as being able to stay true to the Mechaber of remembering the Shabbos, those two elements of Zachar and Shomer. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, in the few minutes that we have, a little bit as to the reason why we have this mitzvah of hadlakas neros. What is the purpose of it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the hiner ikar hadlakas haner, the true main reason for the lighting of candles on Shabbos, or before Shabbos, for Shabbos, hu chova mishum mitzvahs oinig Shabbos. The reason is to enhance one's meal. The person is going to be eating a meal in the dark. It takes away from the ambiance, the enjoyment of the food, if you can't see what you're eating. Mechamas hider mitzvah yirulas sosiyof. As the Mechaber said, in order to be able to enhance and beautify the mitzvah, to be able to do the mitzvah in the nicest way, so we go after candles or wicks or oil, which is going to produce the finest light. Yofa says the Mishnah Berurah, v'isa b'shas. It's brought down in the Gemara, the zocha, a person who does this mitzvah properly, avor zel levonim tamri chachamim. You will merit to see your children will grow up as scholars. The chsiv kiner mitzvah v'tor or. The pasuk says, it talks about lighting candles, ner, and then it says v'tor or. And therefore we see that there's this connection between candles and Torah study and Torah knowledge. Al yedei ner mitzvah, the Shabbos, ba'or de Torah. L'kach, and therefore for this reason, roi she'tispalel isha achar she'tigmar hadlaka b'habracha. He says it's befitting that when a woman, assuming it's the woman that lights the candles, that after she lights the candles, that she should say a special prayer, a special tefillah for this very thing. Sheyitin lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu banim zachar me'irim b'Torah. That they should think about their children, they should think about their family, and that they should be able to be zocha to learn Torah, and of course also to and be embodied with the midos which the Torah represents. Now, even though we know the Shabbos candles are really connected to the table, the reality is that it should be some form of light in every room in which a person will use on that Shabbos. Al kol panim ner echad af she'enu oichel sham. Even if you're not eating there, there should be at least one candle or one light. Kadesh lo yichashel be'etz obo evan, so that you're not going to stumble. And therefore, this the Mishnah Berurah alludes to the other reason, another reason of Hadlakas Neris is Mishum Shalom Bayis. In order to make sure that you'll be able to see where you're going, which is not only talking about your Shabbos table, but wherever you may be, that it's going to be well lit and illuminated so that you're not going to stumble and it will compromise the Shalom in one's home. All a person needs to do is make the bracha on the candle, which is going to be makam achila, which we'll learn more and we get into the specifics of where the candle should be lit, but it should, on a very simplistic level, be lit makam achila in the place which is where you're going to be eating. We'll stop here.